This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9.
Yes, that's right. We are going to be here with you all for the next hour.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much.
How lucky are you tonight?
I'm very lucky, I guess.
Well, yeah, because you get to do the show with me, but I'm talking to everyone listening.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Very lucky because I'm also here. I would like to just do a quick apology before we start.
Finally, you're apologising to me.
Mm-hmm. No, not to you. To my mother's car, because I borrowed it last week and I kind of ran alongside a bush in her driveway. So I have scratched every single panel of her Subaru. Oh, it probably doesn't matter what car it is. Every single panel from the front headlights to the taillights. So I'm sorry, car.
Your mum's not back home yet, is
she? She's not.
No, and we talked a few weeks back about how you'd broken her expensive glass crystalware.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The house is just, she's going to come home. There'll be the fire hydrant out the front with the water shooting out of
it. Yeah.
There'll be fire on the roof.
I broke a glass.
A wild raccoon will run out. It'll be like that movie, Don't Tell Mum the Babysitter's Dead, you know?
I put the bins out last night for the first time in 5 weeks because
Gabe,
I kept missing it. I'm a bad daughter.
Before we get into a song as well, another apology from both of us though.
Yes.
Just for last week's show.
Oh, I know.
Just for the amount of times that we said sexy fingers.
So many
we
times.
We said sexy fingers at least 17 times, and we promise you that we are not going to say sexy fingers anymore.
I think we said sexy fingers 8 times.
You should check out our latest podcast called Sexy Fingers on the Joy website or Apple Podcasts.
Look, I did see a headline today that caught my attention.
What's the headline?
It was about Chris Martin.
Yes.
And the headline said, Coldplay feared being thrown in prison while recording during the pandemic, right? Because they got in a recording bubble and they were recording as a group.
Yeah.
And they feared jail time.
What, because they were breaking quarantine
they
rules?
They were, by writing their album. Unfortunately,
bloody musicians think they can do everything.
I know. Unfortunately, Chris Martin wasn't arrested and thrown in jail, and the album will be out soon. So another apology.
Gwyneth did
that.
Leave him, though, or he left Gwyneth, maybe.
Who knows?
Speaking of which, we're going to be telling you about the celebrity that went off the rails during lockdown.
Oh, who could that be?
Who could that be, I wonder?
Interesting segue.
We're going to do a little bit of texting as well with you.
Mm-hmm.
Texting with Gabe is what we're calling it.
Yeah, we're going to do love letters to Ben.
Oh, I wonder what that could be about. Also, how many people does it take to steal Lady Gaga's dogs?
One, I would have thought. I would have thought one.
We'll tell you more.
More
really
than one?
Soon.
More than one, more than three?
Multiples.
Oh, should we just wait?
Quadruples.
Quadruples.
Yeah, quintuplets maybe.
I don't think that's absolutely accurate. You're here with Ben and Gabe for another 53 minutes. You might want to say you're being held prisoner. I don't know. But this is Prisoner by Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa.
Prisoner, prisoner, locked up. Can't get you off my mind. Lord knows I tried a million times, oh, oh. Let me go.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9. That was Miley Cyrus with Prisoner.
Most certainly are.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a prisoner no more, though, because you're with us. You're free.
You're free to think of nothing that's
substantial or important.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Let it all out the door.
You are absolutely free. Ben, you today look kind of, you look more relaxed than normal, but you look a bit disheveled. Like your beard
I knew the D word was coming.
Disheveled. Yeah, your beard's look.
I haven't shaved in a while. It's like I'm not taking care of myself.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is everything going all
right? I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm actually really good. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm dating someone.
No.
And not just anyone.
Yeah.
A singer.
No.
God, I love that sound effect.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. I just wish I could be Tracy Grimshaw with the shoulder pads. And tonight it was the mugging at the mall in Frankston that you never saw coming. Anyway,
I think
you know
did
how they're the sort of story. Yeah, you would have seen that coming on ACA.
You'd be an idiot.
Anyway, I've just been... I've been dating someone and it's nice, it's lovely. You know, yep. It's always really good in the early stages, all that puppy dog love.
Yep.
You want to see them all the time.
You just want to squeeze them till their eyes pop out.
You want to squeeze them till their eyes pop out. I actually did that and he had to go to hospital. Didn't end well.
To your dog or this guy that you're seeing?
The guy I'm seeing. To a dog. Anyway.
No. Oh, okay. Anyway,
but anyway, as I said, right? Look, he's a singer and...
Oh.
It is this thing, and you would relate to this being a comic as well, where, you know, when you're dating creatives and stuff, you would assume that maybe you will influence their work, you know? Like, so, like, with you being a comic, you know, like, if you've ever written about your girlfriend or... Yeah, that's exactly. If they do the dirty on you, you know, this is where you start getting awkward, but they do the dirty on you, you make a joke, or whatever. I've just been pondering, though, surely at some point in time, he'll have to write a song about me, you know?
Yeah, he might. It might be like the Adele version, though. Should I give up or should I just keep
chasing pavements? I'm not going to do it.
Hello, goodbye.
But the other night, we were together and he literally said to me, what I thought I heard him say was, I think I'm going to start writing about you. And I go, really? And it was literally this like kind of Leighton Hewitt, like, come on! Yes!
You live in
it. That's fantastic. That's so nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Is how I then sort of saved it. Yeah. But I was in the wrong. Because what he actually then said, he was like, no, I'm not writing songs. I'm not going to write about you. I might start writing songs around you, so don't be annoyed if I do.
Oh, my God.
That's basically saying, like, I might just watch, you know, TV while you're here and just, you know, clip my nails or something.
That is hilarious. That is so, so
got me
funny.
To thinking, though, if you were to write a song about me, what would it be?
Manamana.
I was thinking,
I'm thinking more.
What about, I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Look what you
guys... Here is my handle, here is my stout. That's what I sing whenever I'm, you know, out. I just say I'm a little teapot.
Okay, interesting. I am so excited that you're seeing someone because I just think of all the brilliant stuff you're going to be bringing into the studio. So, in fact, it is you that might be writing content about him.
Probably.
Not the other way around.
That's true. But I just want to keep flogging this. What about, I'd love like a Jagged Little Pill style song about me. Although most of those songs about breakups and stuff, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I would like a 12-bar blues song about me. Da-da-na-na-na, she didn't wash her hair. Da-da-na-na-na, but she don't even care. And I'm not going to keep singing because that's terrible.
So I would like to know from you all right now, who would you like to write a song about you?
Oh, who would
someone
you like?
Someone famous like Elton, Adele.
I was going to say Eminem, but he says horrible things
He'll
about
say horrible
him.
Things
no,
about
no,
you.
No, not Eminem.
You know?
No, no good. Amy White, I mean, she's obviously, she logistically, it's not going to happen.
You just wanted to, they tried to get me go.
Gabe said, no. Look, we've got things to talk about, very important things, but we have just had a text in on the text line and it is very exciting for
me.
Oh,
my goodness.
It says... Hello, I'm the infamous lover boy Ben is talking
about. Could be anyone, though, can I just say? Anyone could claim this title.
Well, either way, I've got the number and I am saving it. It says, if he plays his cards right, I won't be writing any songs about him. I'm a big Adele breakup song kind of gal. But I would really like a cheesy love tune written for me by Kylie.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so Kylie, that's a good person to have write a song about you.
There's a story about that, what he's saying, but we'll move on.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. There's so much for me to learn about this boy. I'm so excited. Okay.
More important things, because we only cover the important things.
Mm-hmm. Dogs or Lady Gaga, which are more important?
Both.
Well, we all know that a few months back, Lady Gaga's beloved dogs were arrested. She had three
horrible
French bulldogs. One got free, but two of them... were kidnapped.
Oh my goodness. Like, could there be anything worse in this world than Lady Gaga's dog being stolen?
Lady Gaga offered heaps of money as a reward.
Who wouldn't?
Somebody returned the said dogs and she just turned up to the cops.
Because they didn't realize it was Lady Gaga's dog.
No, this girl like returned the dogs like, hello, I have two dogs here that I don't know who they belong to. May I return them, please? I found them frolicking in the grass out the front of my house. Turns out that lady was one of five people.
Five people. So this is the story that has just come out because they've now arrested all the other people that are connected to this dog mugging.
Yes.
And we thought it was one, but it's actually five.
It takes five people to steal
Lady Gaga's dog.
Thing is, though, Ben, they didn't know when they stole dogs. They just knew that French bulldogs are a very expensive breed, and they thought, well, we'll get some money for
apparently,
these guys.
It's a big thing to steal French bulldogs. They're very expensive. I didn't know. Are they expensive?
Well, yes, they're very expensive, but also easy to carry.
Yeah.
Do you know you just run like a football with them under your arm?
Like the wind. Yeah. I would say, though, that surely one of the giveaways for the dog would have been that, you know, the dog was in, you know, 8-inch stilettos or something like that.
It's got a blonde wig on every time Lady Gaga.
A mohawk or something.
Every time Lady Gaga comes on the radio, they're like, woo, 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 woo.
The dog was around the house going, woo, woo, la, 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 woo, yeah, sticking its paws up.
Imagine that if you stole two dogs and then you found out they belonged to Lady Gaga.
In this story, though, so they say three of the five have been arrested. Like, how would you feel, like, you know, being in the jail and like, oh, what are you in here for? And, you know, the guy's like, murder. And then they go to these guys and like, oh, what are you in here for? And like, oh, you know, we just stole Lady Gaga's dogs, you know?
Idiots.
Would that go down well? You wouldn't be very tough if you stole Lady Gaga's dog.
Well, I can't imagine.
That wouldn't earn you soap in prison, would it?
No, but I can't imagine anyone in jail is like a massive fan of Lady Gaga and would be like coming to Lady Gaga's defense.
They can't see her shows, can they? They're in lockdown.
Exactly, exactly. So I think they'd be all right about it. I've got to admit.
You think they would be?
I don't actually know what I'm saying, to be honest, because I thought that we could talk about this forever and a day. Turns out that's about all I've got to say about Lady Gaga.
I reckon
Gaga's.
I'm good.
We're good to move on?
Let's move on.
Let's play a song.
Beautiful, touching, spine tingling.
That's Ben and Gabe. No, the song, Little Bit of Love by Tom Grennan.
That was a lot of love. That was very emotional.
Oh, somebody might be. You shouldn't say that.
Just very quickly say, before
definitely.
We get to you, in context of that text we just had from Anonymous,
the infamous
claiming
lover boy.
To be my lover. I did a little bit of a serenade before, and I thought it would be very nice to sing Kylie's I Believe in You.
Yeah.
In my, you know, operatic dulcet tones. I think he thought it was touching, but he couldn't keep a straight face because of my voice.
He didn't quite believe it. That's hilarious.
Is it a comedy routine or it is a love song? Anyway, back to you.
I do stupid things all the time.
You do.
I call it
You've been doing this show for me for, 3 years
you know
with
that.
Me?
I call them my idiosyncrasies. Got another
Gabe-isms.
One for you. Yes. We've got another idiosyncrasy for you.
What's happening?
Well, I know I do silly things all the time. It's just the way I roll. And I'm not even surprised anymore.
How do you even be normal?
I'm still frustrated every time I do something stupid.
You still get annoyed after all this time.
And that's my, like, when I missed the flight last week, I was so annoyed with
myself.
How
could this happen?
How could
to me,
it happen
of all people?
I got very excited, right? Because I ordered a pair of shoes online last week.
Ooh, and what kind? Birkenstocks?
No.
Crocs?
No. Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I ordered
platform?
The wrong size, but that doesn't matter. That's not even what this story is about.
Certainly not.
The story is about I got them sent to my partner's house because I'm all over the shop and I never know where I'm going to be. I got a letter from Australia, a text from Australia Post today saying...
Very handy they do that. Great little service.
Oh, it's so brilliant. Your shoes have been delivered. So I went to text Nat to say... to
Your
and
girlfriend?
I, wrote, I said, apparently my boots are arriving today. And then I sent a text straight after saying, also, I love you. And
Beautiful.
Then I realised I'd sent it to Australia Post. So, I mean, you got to love Australia Post.
Do you think
but
they get those messages? Because you know how you have the automated like Y or N or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they got that. I wonder if there was some lucky person the other end that actually wanted to say they loved you back.
Maybe.
You know?
Well, they said to me back was...
No, you have the wrong number. I suspect you need more practice working your telephone machine.
God, you're funny. You know, you made me laugh the other week because you do text the wrong people all the time.
All the time. Yes.
And
yes.
To put this into context, when I text you or, you know, anything of importance, you know, I'm dying in hospital, whatever.
Yeah, lost a foot, that kind of
Can
stuff.
Can we talk?
Yeah.
There's, what, at least a two-day window period before I'll hear back.
Yeah.
You know, like by then you're on the milk carton.
Yeah.
You then, know?
Yeah, I've gone. And I'll be back. But
the other day you texted me.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, can we talk?
Yeah.
I reckon I called you within the minute.
Yeah, you did.
And you were absent-minded during the call.
Because I was thinking, oh my gosh, Nat is about to call me. I've just told her to call me, and now Ben's calling me. And I was like trying to get out of you what you wanted, but you were just going around.
Well, no, but you, you've texted me going, can we talk? So I call you, and you go to me, oh, I might just get you to do the talking because I'm a little bit busy right now. And I'm like, what?
But I thought I texted Nat, but I texted you. So I was just like completely bemused as to why you were calling me in the middle of the day when I was at work. And I'm just working away.
That anyway. Is the basis of our relationship. It's usually like, why are you calling me? Yeah. How long will this, when will this be over?
When will you be hanging up? I do that all the time. During, I sent my boss a text a couple of months ago, just randomly at 11 o'clock at night saying, I love you. Thought it was Nat. It wasn't Nat.
Did they reply?
They did reply.
What did they say?
Oh, God. Let me find it. Oh, God. It's going to take a little while to find
that. This is your comedy boss. This was our comedy boss.
Well, it was
that we were working
boss.
For. The big boss.
Her phone number is... No, I'm not going to give you that.
131166.
Okay. Her response to me sending her, I love you...
131166.
Okay. Oh, and then I wrote straight away, oh, God, sorry... My girlfriend's name is also Natalia. My face is bright red. And she said, the best. I love you too. Yeah, but she didn't. She was lying.
Filled with lies. Probably, you know,
I was going to say probably the worst time I have done this recently, which is also in the last couple of months. I texted someone, F-word, I love you, that was equal parts funny and sexy. Can you imagine? I thought I was texting my girlfriend.
Yep.
Who do you reckon I might have been texting?
Your mum.
Yes.
F, I love you.
But it was the day where Nat flashed me at the train station because she could. So I just was text. And anyway, that was the most awkward thing that you could send to your mum.
Besides like a nude or something.
Yeah.
But I'm always paranoid because I just don't trust myself. But do you ever take a screenshot of a conversation and send it to someone?
Yes.
I'm always paranoid of. I have to take the screenshot separately. I can't do the send in the same moment, if that makes sense. Always paranoid.
Yes.
You know, I want people to think I'm genuine and
yes, you don't want
heartfelt.
Them to know that you're being
I'm
a horrible person.
I'm not gossiping about anyone.
God, check this out.
Yeah.
Here, right. No, that wouldn't be something you would do.
Also, my greatest fear is like putting a nude in like one of my work chats. That would never happen. But
no,
you know,
wouldn't really happen, would it?
No.
Hey, what's the worst text you've sent by mistake? Have you got one?
Oh my goodness. Can I phone a friend? Can I have a think for a sec?
Yeah, you can have a think.
Why don't we ask you, what's the worst text you've ever sent someone?
What did you text and who was it for and who did you accidentally send it to?
Give us some dirt. Give us the full Monty.
We
don't want your D-pics though.
No, we don't want those.
You know, one time, just very quickly as well, when I was on air, I got sent a D-pic.
Really?
At Joy.
At Joy.
Someone just sent it through. I didn't know them.
That's
That's
crazy.
I
didn't recognize it.
I did know them afterwards.
You did. You're listening to Better Gave on Joy. So
now,
we had a text in from Simo.
I'm just talking all over you. Keep going.
No. He's a Simo. I actually don't know. Anyway, Simo Paris end of St. Kilda.
Yeah, not just any old Simo.
No.
Well, actually, he's from the city, or they're from the city, but not just any city.
It's
the Paris end.
La Paris end.
I'm reading this all wrong. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
Thank you so much for your text,
Simo. Just
read
the text. I'm going
to
show
you. Want me to read the text?
Oh, no, I'll read it because that's what
we
were discussing.
Okay, do words.
Off air. A friend of mine texted his partner suggesting they get a hotel room for the night so they could do XXXXXXX. Must mean cooking or something all night. Then he got a message back from his mum saying, I don't think this message was meant for me. And why would you want to P-I-S-S all over your friend in a hotel room bathroom? Oops.
Simo, that is.
Oh, Simo, you raunchy.
Oh, my goodness.
You early 90s Madonna.
I need to know, Simo, how do you just move on from that? Do you reply and explain, no, I just meant kiss all over my friend.
What's that Red Hot Chili Peppers song? Suck my kiss.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That's exactly what it sounds like, which you just did then.
Okay, and we're not going to proofread this, are we? We're just going to go right on air.
We're going to go right on air with this. We've got another text in.
Oh, it's from Loverboy again.
I love that. Loverboy. Okay. But
am
yes,
I reading it?
Please do.
But yes, a terrible message I sent was to a guy I was talking, meant to go to a friend of me saying, I just really don't think it's working out. discussing him.
And
oh my goodness.
No. Because the fact that they were talking about that person, you can't even say, no, that wasn't meant for you, because it was meant for you. That is brutal. That's probably like...
That's the Academy Award winner of all things to not send.
That's a double banger.
But an easy way to get out of it. And at least now I know how Loverboy is going to get out of this.
Did you get a text saying it's just not working out recently?
I did. What? Thanks for your text, Loverboy. See you later, Loverboy. On the tip of my tongue. You're the tip of my tongue. Here at last, that's tongue.
Ooh.
Tongue, baby.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.
Sounds like right on the tip of my tongue.
You're doing a lot of singing. Just because you're seeing a singer, it doesn't mean you can sing.
But I always sing.
Hey, Loverboy, could you please tell him that he cannot sing? Also, he just sent Ben a text, which is very funny. He's a very funny man. Okay, so.
Apparently I'm being broken up with live on air.
Speaking of funny people.
Wow.
Not in the funny.
People have done it tough during COVID-19. Mm. Everyone knows that.
A lot of people have.
A lot of people have struggled, but you know what kind of people have struggled the most?
No, I don't.
Celebrities.
Yes, of course. That's what I was going to say.
Celebrities.
I wouldn't have thought it would be the homeless people or people without full-time jobs, you know, casual workers. No, celebrities. Oh, who was it?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't even care.
Has admitted she was driven to extremes during lockdown. Driven to extremes during lockdown. Gwyneth goes on, things got dark.
Oh, no.
Things got real dark.
Oh, God, she just forgot to turn the lights on, didn't she?
Here's the level of darkness in Gwyneth Paltrow's life during lockdown.
Yep.
She admitted to drinking as many as 2 cocktails a night during lockdown. Mm. It was quinoa-based whiskey cocktails as well, just in case you were wondering. And even occasionally, she'd eat bread, but not just bread. She'd also eat pasta.
Oh, wow.
Things got dark. Things got real dark.
I can just imagine her at home making pasta jaffles, like with the just eating 2 whole drinks in a night. She drank.
2 whole. Can you do that? Like, is that legal?
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, pasta and bread, Jesus, you know, really letting things go.
Oh, no. Well,
sheesh, I use bloody pasta as mouthwash, you know.
She's so relevant, isn't she?
I love with this, though, because, like, Gwyneth wants you to know she's not a normal person. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants you to know that. She's damn proud of it.
Yeah, yeah. And she was drinking, what type of whiskey was it?
Quinoa-based.
So, you know, it's not really a bad... Oh, that's horrible. That's so bad. It's funny because I don't drink quinoa-based whiskey.
you don't drink quinoa either.
No, I don't eat it either. I can't pronounce it, so I can't buy it.
Oh, can I? Oh, yeah, sure.
I drink something that's...
Don Quick Ciotti. Yeah, what? Sorry.
It's also very fancy. It's made from fermented grains such as sorghum, corn, rice, rye, or wheat.
Was that an endangered panda in China?
It's healthy. It's vodka.
Oh, it's lovely. Vodka. Use that as your mouthwash too.
Yes, absolutely. But you're not meant to swallow your mouthwash. That's the tip.
No, yes. Mm-hmm. Right on the tip of my tongue. Mm-hmm. What was your off the rails thing?
Uber Eats. Just takeaway every day.
Yeah, look, yours? My housemate would have serious conversations with me when I'd shower before midday. You know? Or just shower.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
We need to say goodbye soon on that note.
We should.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a few more texts coming in with inappropriate texts, but we just do not have time.
Everyone's breaking up with me, apparently.
We don't have time to read them all out. But I do want to say thank you to Simo, Loverboy and Ben's mums for sending the text through. Really appreciate
it. That's how you summarise the whole show. Loverboy, Simo and Ben's mums.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one of those callback jokes that will never stop being funny, but has already stopped being funny. But it's very exciting that we're going to be hearing some content about songs that have been written by you.
If I'm lucky.
No, it's not going to happen, is it? So, Yeah.
I want like a, and I'm here to remind you. You know the Alana song. You ought to know.
Singing, so much singing. So much singing. For someone who can't sing, it's really quite astounding.
you know, you should go into a talent comp and just be like a Simon Cowell. It's a no from me today. See you all next week.
Bye. Bye.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Hold your breath, it gets better. Them anywhere, there's time to spare. Let me share this whole new
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.